The Cloud That Came Down, a weather story about fog and mist. Maya pressed her face to the window. Leo, she called. The world disappeared. Leo ran over and looked outside. The houses were still there, but they looked soft and blurry. It looks like a cloud fell onto our street, Leo said. On the way to school, the bus moved slowly. The driver kept the headlights on, even though it was morning. Why are we going so slow? Leo asked. Because of the fog, said the driver. Fog makes it harder to see. At school, Ms. Rivera drew a cloud on the board, and then another cloud touching the ground. Fog is like a cloud near the ground, she explained. It is made of tiny water droplets floating in the air. So we were walking inside a cloud? Maya asked. In a way, yes, Ms. Rivera said. But where did the droplets come from? Leo asked. When moist air cools, water vapor changes into tiny liquid droplets. That is called condensation, said Ms. Rivera. Fog is thicker and hides more of the world. Mist is thinner, so you can see farther through it. At recess, the fog began to lift. The sun warmed the air, and the white blanket slowly thinned. Maya pointed outside. Look, the playground is coming back. Leo laughed. The cloud is going home. What Maya and Leo learned. Fog is a cloud near the ground, made of tiny water droplets. Fog forms when moist air cools and water vapor condenses. Mist is like fog, but thinner. In fog, it is harder to see. In mist, you can see farther. Fog can make travel harder, so drivers should slow down and use headlights carefully. By lunchtime, the sky was blue again. Fog isn't magic, Maya said. Leo smiled. But it feels like science wearing a costume.